This is Barack Lesnar of Barack Lesnar Hoops, and today we are going to do a deep dive into the lines of the night from last night's games, as well as go into the players you should be picking up off of the waiver wires in the middle of week four. Before we get started, do me a favor and smash that like button for me and subscribe to Barack Lesnar Hoops if you have not yet. And make sure you're staying until the end of the video because we are going to discuss deep league sleepers that could help your team in those deeper formats and may have value even in shallower formats sooner than you think. So for the games played on November 15th, 2023, here are the lines of the night. Yeah, LeBron James of the Los Angeles Lakers with 28 points, 10 rebounds, 12 assists, 4 steals, a block. He made 9 of his 15 field goals, only 7 of his 8 free throws, made 3 three-pointers, had 6 turnovers. He had a Wizards score of 61.6. Domantas Sabonis of the Sacramento Kings at 29 points, 16 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 steals, 1 block, made 13 of his 19 shots, 2 of his 2 free throws, hit a 3-pointer, had 4 turnovers. He had a Wizard score of 56.1. Brook Lopez of the Milwaukee Bucks had 10 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 7 blocks. He made 4 of his 10 shots, 1 free throw, and hit a 3-pointer, had a Wizard score of 53.2. Damian Lillard of the Milwaukee Bucks had 37 points, 4 rebounds, 13 assists, along with 2 steals, made 9 of his 18 shots, 15 of his 16 free throws, hit 4 three-pointers, had 4 turnovers, had a Wizard score of 52.8. Kevin Huerter of the Sacramento Kings at 28 points, 4 rebounds. He got you 7 assists, 2 steals, made 10 of his 16 shots, 2 of his 2 free throws, hit 6 three-pointers, had a Wizard score of 51. De'Aaron Fox at 28 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals, made 10 of his 22 shots, 5 of his 7 free throws, hit 3 three-pointers, had 3 turnovers, had a Wizard score of 50.4, and I'm sure his owners are very happy that he is back. Jakob Poeltl had 13 points, 11 rebounds, 1 assist, 4 steals, 2 blocks, made 6 of his 10 shots, 1 of his 2 free throws, had a Wizard score of 49.9. We had an Al Horford sighting. Kristaps Porzingis did not play, and Al Horford stepped up, had 14 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 5 blocks, made 5 of his 9 shots, hit 4 three-pointers, had a Wizard score of 48 points. Jason Tatum had 29 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, made 10 of his 23 shots, 5 of his 6 free throws, hit 4 three-pointers, had 3 turnovers, a Wizard score of 47.1. And lastly on our list, Julius Randle of the New York Knicks at 29 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, a steal, made 12 of his 24 shots, 2 of his 2 free throws, hit 3 three-pointers, had 1 turnover, and a Wizard score of 46.7. Now it's time to go into what you've been waiting for, the waiver wire pickups of the day. And these are heavily based on transaction trends made by diamond players on Yahoo Leagues. I love to follow the trend of the players doing the best. It's just what you have to do. A lot of times, if there is smoke, there is fire. The first player on my list today is Reggie Jackson. He is 18% rostered right now, but you can see here that he's had a couple of strong performances in a row. He's getting more minutes due to the absence of Jamal Murray with an injury. In his last game, he played 30 minutes, made 7 of his 11 shots, hit 4 of his 6 free throws, had 18 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, a block, and only 2 turnovers. The game before that, he got you 14 points, and the game before that got you 20 points. So he's been scoring, hitting some threes, getting you some assists. He doesn't really get you defensive numbers, but for a guy that's only 18% rostered, he's probably worthy of consideration in most formats right now. Brandon Podziemski has some value at the moment, and it has to do with Steph Curry missing some time right now with a knee issue. You see here in his last game, he played 39 minutes, made 9 of his 18 shots, hit 3 three-pointers, had 23 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, had 3 turnovers, and it looks as long as Steph Curry is out, he will have some value. Not only that, it looks like Steve Kerr wants to play him even when Steph Curry comes back. You can read that in the blurb to the right. Dyson Daniels is only 17% rostered right now, But he too has some value due to an injury to CJ McCollum. We know he's going to be out for the foreseeable future with a collapsed lung. You can see here, Dyson Daniels has been getting consistent minutes from the low 20s to a high of 41 on November 10th against Houston. Last game, he had 10 points, 2 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, hit 2 three-pointers, only 1 turnover. I really like his potential to produce, especially in the assist categories. He's getting you steals right now. For a guy that's only 17% rostered, you strongly want to consider picking him up. Alex Caruso bounced back after missing 2 games with a strong performance. He played 24 minutes, made 5 of his 7 shots, 4 of his 4 free throws, hit 2 three-pointers at 16 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. No steals, which is normally something he helps you with, though he did get you a block. He had 2 turnovers. He's had a pretty strong season so far. He's a point guard that helps you with both steals, blocks, and he can contribute occasionally with threes and some assists. So if you're in need of those stats, he's somebody to consider, especially with games on Friday and Saturday. Alec Burks came back 2 games ago after missing some time. He's played 21 or more minutes since his return, and in those 2 games, he has scored 16 points in both games, has gotten you 4 or more assists in both games. Last game got you a steal, only 1 turnover. He did only make 4 of his 12 shots, though he did draw 4 free throws, made all 4. The game before that, drew 9, and he made 8. So it looks like he has a pretty secure role on that Detroit Pistons team. And I really like that he's point guard, shooting guard, small forward eligible, which gives him a lot of flexibility for your roster. He's only 23% rostered right now, so he's somebody to strongly consider. Jordan Hawkins is another player benefiting from the absence of CJ McCollum. You can see here in the last game, he played 33 minutes, made 8 of his 17 shots, hit 5 three-pointers, had 25 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and he is having a record-setting performance. I believe he's hit the most threes through this number of games in NBA history. So that really shows the potential this guy has as a three-point shooter moving forward. Give him a look if you're in need of threes and some scoring potential, especially if you're one of the CJ McCollum owners. Grayson Allen is only 29% rostered, but he's been getting consistent playing time, and he's been getting playing time even with the Suns as healthy as they've been all season. He played 28 minutes, made 5 of his 9 shots in a win against Minnesota. Only drew 1 free throw, but he made it. He had 3 three-pointers, 14 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Didn't get you any steals, but he did get you a block, only 2 turnovers. He's playing really well, and he's a guy that is probably better in fantasy than he is in real life, but the fantasy contributions are pretty legitimate. Give him a look if you could use some threes and some defensive potential. Duncan Robinson is getting some pickups due to the fact that he plays today as well as Saturday, and he's been playing pretty well. He's been getting playing time in the absence of Tyler Hero. You can see there the last 4 games, he's at 30 or more minutes. Last game in a win, and the Heat are going on a win streak right now, which also bodes well for his role. He made 6 of his 13 shots, 2 of his 2 free throws, hit 4 three-pointers, had 18 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, a block, only 1 turnover. The game before that, also hit 4 three-pointers at 26 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Duncan Robinson hasn't been a reliable fantasy asset for a few seasons, but he's pretty hot right now, so you might want to pick him up and see if he could keep it going. Royce O'Neal has been pretty decent so far this season. Low-end pickup for a lot of people, but he's been producing. And the Nets have dealt with a lot of injuries, and he's kind of been that player that stepped up to fill in that gap. You see here, last game in a win against Orlando, he played 34 minutes, made 4 of his 6 field goal attempts, 1 of his 2 free throw attempts. He had 4 three-pointers, 13 points, 4 rebounds, and assists. No steals or blocks. The game before that, he hit 3 three-pointers at 10 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists with 2 steals. So he is a utility player that can help you in several different categories. He's not going to wow you in any specific area. He just chips in a little bit in multiple categories, which is why I tend to value him. If he's on your waiver wire, give him a look. Bilal Coulibaly is getting better and better. He's getting consistent playing time, and he's producing, especially some defensive numbers. Even though he didn't get you any steals last game, the 2 games before that, he combined with 7 steals. He's had blocks the last 2 games, no turnovers the last 2 games. Last game, made 4 of his 5 shots, had 2 three-pointers, 10 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists. He's 32% rostered right now, plus 28% over the last day. I've been telling you for a week or two to give him a look. So hopefully you listen to me now and pick him up before it's too late. Jaime Jaquez Jr. is getting some attention right now. He's 23% rostered, with 13% of that being over the last day. In a win against Charlotte, he played 33 minutes, made 8 of his 13 shots, hit a 3, had 17 points, 5 rebounds, and assist. He scored in double digits now 4 games in a row, and he wasn't too far off the 2 games before that. He's getting playing time, he's getting opportunity, and his playing time is also coinciding with success for the Heat, so he may continue getting minutes. If he's on your waiver wire, especially in a deeper format, he's somebody that you want to pick up and see if he can keep it going. This next player was unfortunately hit by a car over the weekend, but the good news is he may be coming back sooner than people expected, maybe back as soon as the end of the month. Talking about Kelly Oubre Jr. He's 56% rostered. He's been dropped 10% over the last day, but with him coming back so soon and the fact that he was playing pretty decently and getting a lot of opportunity when he was playing, might be a good time to stash him, put him in your IL if you have an IL available, and when he returns, make your team stronger. Sadiq Bey has been pretty inconsistent so far this season. You can see on November 9th and November 11th, he scored in the single digits twice, but in the 2 games since, has scored 19 points, 16 points, is hitting three-pointers pretty consistently, and he's getting steals pretty consistently for you as well. If you need the 3 and D potential, he's only 31% rostered right now. You might want to give Sadiq Bey a look. Haywood Highsmith is another Heat player that's not rostered in a lot of leagues, but has been getting minutes and putting up some numbers. You can see here on November 14th in that win against Charlotte, he made 5 of his 8 shots, hit 2 three-pointers, at 12 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 5 steals, 2 blocks. The guy's averaging 1.4 steals, 1.1 blocks for a guy that's only 13% rostered. I should have put him in the deep league session of the video that's coming later in the video, but with defensive numbers like that, I'd say this guy belongs in leagues even outside of deep leagues. Patrick Williams has shown us his potential over the years, especially when it comes to some defensive numbers. For the season, he's averaging 1.1 steals and 0.9 blocks. In a loss against Orlando, he only made 2 of his 7 shots, but he did get you 5 of his 6 free throw attempts, had 9 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, 2 blocks, only 1 turnover. The game before that, he hit 3 three-pointers at 13 points, 2 steals, 3 blocks. He's another guy that's widely available that can really help you with those steals and blocks numbers, and those are categories that I really value. And before I go too much further, I just wanted to cover something really quickly. I've heard that some of the larger fantasy basketball channels advise to just ignore turnovers, and I just want to tell you from the bottom of my heart that that's really terrible advice. A lot of people already want to punt turnovers, and the people turning over the ball are a very small selection of the NBA population. And guess who doesn't get a lot of usage?
The majority of the NBA.
So if you're basing your strategy on targeting the smallest subset of people in the NBA, you're in for a rough time. Instead, focus on efficient players who can get you some assists without turning over the ball a lot. That means target those assist to turnover ratio guys, and target guys that can get you 3 steals and blocks. Stop targeting guys and saying, I don't care about turnovers, because what's going to happen is you're going to face somebody like me who did consider turnovers, and I'm going to beat you. That's what's going to happen. So careful who you listen to. Subscribers doesn't mean everything. Kelly Olynyk has been pretty consistent throughout this season, but he's getting more opportunity because Walker Kessler has been out with an elbow injury. In a win against Portland, he played 24 minutes, made 4 of his 8 shots, 2 of his 2 free throws. He hit 2 three-pointers at 12 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists, got you a steal. He did get you 3 turnovers and no blocks, but he's a low-end pickup. You're in good shape if he's like your 4th big. If he's your 3rd best big, you probably want to find another. Xavier Tillman returned, and Biyombo did not have a great game, which I suspected might happen. Xavier Tillman in 22 minutes made 6 of his 7 shots, hit 3 three-pointers, had 15 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, only 1 turnover. If he was dropped in your league, It looks like he's going to have a pretty consistent role for the majority of the season. And I think the fact that he can stretch the floor just makes him more alluring than Bismack Biyombo, who's very limited as far as offense. Also, don't lose sight of the fact the guy is averaging 1.6 steals and 0.9 blocks per game, and he's doing that in pretty limited minutes. I value steals and blocks. And he can hit threes as well. Like you saw, he hit 3 3-pointers last game. Derek Lively II, he was one of my preseason sleepers. He's been somewhat inconsistent, but last game showed why I really value his potential. He played 24 minutes, made 7 of his 8 shots, hit 3 of his 3 free throws at 17 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, 2 blocks, only 1 turnover. Once he stops fouling as much, once he slows down a bit, he is going to be a great fantasy asset. I would pick him up now. I predicted last year we would see a Walker Kessler-like rookie season, and so far I don't think I've been too off. And something interesting this week with the Dallas Mavericks, he has 2 sets of back-to-back. So he's played 1 set already, but he plays again the 18th and the 19th, Saturday and Sunday. So if you need to stream some blocks while picking up a player that I believe is going to be way better than he's playing right now, Derek Lively, somebody you want to give a strong look. Dario Saric is actually the top pickup right now in Diamond Tier leagues. So in 32 minutes, his last game in a loss against Minnesota, he took 15 shots, made 6 of them, drew 6 free throws, hit 6 of them, had 3 3-pointers, 21 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, no blocks, 2 turnovers. He is benefiting from the absence of Steph Curry. I would not drop anyone too valuable for Dario Saric because he has shown historically to be pretty inconsistent and streaky. And another piece of advice I want to give you: stop chasing flavor of the day waiver wire pickups and dropping season-long value for these guys. It can be very tempting to see someone like Bismack Biyombo, see he's had multiple double-doubles, and say, oh, I'm going to drop this guy that sucks and keep Bismack. What ends up happening is when the guys inevitably end up underproducing, you end up dropping them and regret that you dropped somebody with more consistent value. If guys have shown us over the years that they're not consistent, believe them. All right, so to wrap this video up, we are going to discuss some deep league sleepers that you can be considering for your team right now. Dennis Smith Jr. is only 4% rostered right now. He's played 19 minutes 2 games in a row. Before that, had minutes in the mid-20s. Though the production hasn't been great, he can get you a decent amount of assists. He can get you a decent amount of steals. That's mostly why I would target him. If you're in a deeper format and you want some assist potential, some steal potential, he's only 4% rostered. Give him a look. We also learned that Ben Simmons is dealing with nerve pain and may be out for a large amount of time. We don't know yet. We haven't really heard how long he's going to be out, but play it on the safe side and pick up Dennis Smith Jr. in those deeper formats. Josh Richardson's only 8% rostered. He's been getting pretty consistent playing time, 23 or more minutes over the last 3 games. 2 of those 3 games, he scored 12 or more points. The 2 games before the last one, hit 5 3-pointers combined. The last 2 games, he's got a new 10 assists combined. He got you a steal and a block, only 1 turnover in a deeper format. Josh Richardson, who somebody in the past contributed across the board for fantasy basketball leagues, he's not really that guy anymore, but in a deeper format, might want to pick him up, see what he can do for you. Gary Payton II is only 7% rostered right now. He's gotten you minutes in the low to mid-teens, so the minutes haven't really been there. But with Steph Curry out and the fact that he does have some defensive potential, he's averaging 1.2 steals so far for the season. In a deeper format, he makes sense as a steal streamer. And he's also point guard, shooting guard, small forward eligible, which I really like that multi-position flexibility. Malik Beasley had himself a game after struggling a couple of games in a row, including a 0-point performance in 20 minutes in a loss against Orlando on November 11th. Last game, played 31 minutes, made 11 of his 14 shots, hit 8 3-pointers at 30 points, 4 rebounds, got you a steal. No turnovers. Giannis did not play that game, which affected his output. But Chris Middleton has really been struggling, and Malik Beasley has been picking up some of that slack. Give him a look in those deeper formats. He's only 8% rostered for a guy who just had a 30 point. Jabari Walker has had 21 or more minutes 2 games in a row now. Five three-pointers combined over the last two games. Has gotten you 12 points both games. Got you two blocks last game and a block each of the two games before that. He's only 3% rostered. He may be worthy of some consideration in those deeper formats. And he's available in almost every league right now. And my last deep league sleeper for you to consider is Santi Aldama. He's only 11% rostered. You can see on November 14th, he played 25 minutes, made 9 of his 15 shots, 3 of his 5 free throws, had 3 three-pointers, 24 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 blocks. And I wouldn't be shocked if we see him getting a significant role moving forward. I think he's a better combination. He kind of gives a little bit of what you get with Xavier Tillman and Bismack Biyombo. He has more size than Xavier Tillman, and he's a better offensive option than Bismack Biyombo. He's kind of that middle spot between both, and I think that bodes well for his opportunities to produce on a Memphis Grizzlies team that's a bit haphazard right now. So here we have a list of some of the top drops right now. At the top of that list, you have Rui Hachimura, DeAndre Hunter, Sam Hauser, Christian Wood, Naz Reid. So if you have any of those players and you like some of those players that I shared with you in this video,
cut them loose.
All right, that is my video. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, do me a favor and smash that like button for me and subscribe to Barack Lesnar Hoops if you have not yet. Until next time, this is Barack Lesnar of Barack Lesnar Hoops. Take care.